Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Mike Bordick. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Rob. How are you, man?
Doing well. Mike, we had Ryan Ripken on a little bit earlier, and I said to him, and maybe I get a different response from you. You could have won, could have gone 5-2. You should have gone 4-3, but going 3-4 on the road against the top two teams in the American League East wasn't a disaster.
I think it was a disaster on a couple fronts.
Okay.
And I think it was a disaster because you lost Adley Rutschman, who's the team's hottest hitter this month. And in my opinion, a main driver of this team's success. I don't know. It seems uncanny to me that last year when Adley's bat went cold, the team went cold.
You're right.
I know they had some injuries.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
And the first 2 months of this season, Adley stunk up the joint. And all of a sudden, Adley starts hitting and this team starts playing better. Now, I know some other guys came back, but I just think there's some underlying things of his importance to this organization and this team. And I think his loss is going to show up tremendously. And the fact that they just don't have that depth, I think, at catcher is going to hurt too. And now the other catcher got hurt.
Yeah, Maverick Hanley.
Maverick Hanley got hurt. Hopefully he's okay because that was a terrible collision. So, yeah.
By the way, Mike
could have done better, but the injuries are just killing me.
Mike, he walked by me and when he went to the dugout, and his eyes were literally going left to right.
Yeah, that was a terrible collision, man, because he's going full speed forward. Obviously, the base runner coming at him. You don't see that very often. Well, you don't see it in this game at home anymore, but very rarely do you see a catcher come that far up the line to get a throw. And I understand his intent to try to cut it off and almost act like an infielder, right, who goes up the line at second base to make a tag on a base runner, but unfortunately couldn't avoid that collision.
What do you think about the kind of the situation they're in now where, what we're just talking about, you lose two catches in one series.
Yeah.
You're down to Gary Sanchez. You have Basayo in the minors, who sounds like he may be ready from all you hear, but you don't want to bring him up until he is ready, but you need a catcher. What do you think they're going to do?
Yeah, they're going to be looking around, I think, obviously, for more catching depth. Mm-hmm. I know who's the young catcher, Trump. Yeah, but he'll probably be the guy that's called up. But I think their young catcher in the minor leagues just hasn't caught enough. And they're such a risk, right? We've talked about this a lot with young players, especially. If your defense isn't up to snuff in the big leagues, it gets exposed really fast. And if you're a catcher, oh my gosh. I mean, think about Gary Sanchez when he was with the Yankees. He was stinking up the plate, right, as a defensive catcher. And they basically booed him out of the plate. So it shows up pretty fast. So he needs some more seasoning behind the plate. I just read that McCann is, I think he's available.
Yes, I was just about to ask you about that. You read my mind. I mean, he's no longer in the Braves organization right now, am I right? He's in the Diamondbacks organization, Diamondbacks.
So I thought it was the Braves, but you're right. It might have been the Diamondbacks. But anyway.
Joe said he got picked up yesterday by the D-backs.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah. Figure he wouldn't last too long. But, you know, looking for players like that, somebody to fill in, because you still got to work this pitching staff somehow. You know what I mean? And that's something that really kind of – nobody talks about that, the importance of that communication and link between the catcher and the staff. And I think Adley had that. He is a really good communicator back there. And now these guys are just, holy cow, like swinging in the dark, man. I mean, it's tough. It's going to be hard to rebound from this. Catcher is truly the most vital position, I feel, on the baseball team. As much as I hate to admit that as a shortstop, but that is the start of the backbone of a great defense. And obviously game calling. And they really have to find somebody if they want to kind of keep it stable, because I think they're going to miss him greatly.
You know what? I was just thinking about record, but you nailed it spot on. Yeah, Adley Rutschman is the heartbeat of this team, and not knowing how long he's going to be out is not the position that you want to be in for a team that has to win games to get back in this thing. Tell us all about Be More Baseball Podcast.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we had Hall of Famer Joe Orsleck on there last week. I just saw him. I'm at Singleton's Cool Kids Campaign Golf Tournament today, man. You know, all the great Orioles are out here. Bumbry's going to be here, Dempsey and stuff. So, I just saw Orsolak. It was a great interview. He's awesome. You guys know him well. I know he's a fan favorite around these parts because he stayed here. He loves the Baltimore community. So, yeah, doing good things on the Be More Baseball podcast. Check it out on YouTube. Like and subscribe, please, because trying to make it go, keep it going. We're going to have a great Oriole guest on, young player, this week. So you got to tune in to find out who it's going to be.
Looking bored at the golf tournament getting guests for the show.
I know.
Look at you, man.
Oh, no. There ain't no guests here. I haven't talked to anybody else. I had Orsolak before the tournament. Come on, man.
He was getting guests. Now he's going to have Dempsey on. He's going to have Singleton on. He's going to
have. No. I may interview him all today.
Hey, man. You want to talk about Dempsey's like pirouette when he ran into me the other day? When he didn't fall over? Don't you remember when...
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So, Demper, man. Yeah, we were at Thingy's celebrity dinner at the Raleigh Oyster Bar. It was a great night. A lot of O's were there. And, Dempsey trips behind me and Ed. And he almost goes down, but he keeps his balance. It was unbelievably athletic move for Rick Dempsey, man. And I gave him props, and we were all, like, talking about it for about 5 minutes. Can you believe he didn't go down? I mean, it was a nice move. Dempsey still got it.
Still some athleticism, huh?
He still got it. Yep. He was all proud of himself, too.
Yeah. Boarding, thanks a lot, my man.
All right, guys.
Boarding, I mean, he just killed it. He said it was a disaster because you lost Rutschman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. When you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.